It will find you. It's like that Taken movie. I'll find you. Jax Jones, 8:56. So after watching the royal wedding, we're asking you, like, has it raised your standards of what you're expecting now from your partner or your wedding? 0-4-4-2-3-1-thousand, anonymous. Has your standards, like, are they higher now?
Not in the way you would think, like, not in the way it let it look like or anything as such, because let's face it, everything was really elegant and simple.
Yep.
But it was just that look between Harry and Meghan. I remember seeing pictures from Jeff and Preeti's wedding as well. There's that look. And if I don't get that look during my wedding, I'm walking out.
You are the greatest.
You want that look. So now you're expecting a look.
Yes. I mean, it's that pure joy. And, like, you know, you can see it in his eyes that was the moment he'd been waiting for.
Yeah, no, I get you. I know what you're saying. There's a bit more pressure. So are you in a relationship right now?
Yes, okay. I'm currently engaged.
Okay.
Oh, you're engaged. When's the wedding?
He better give you that look.
We haven't set a date yet.
Okay.
That's why
I want to stay anonymous, because I don't want to freak him out.
Okay, I feel like I want to get his number and just on the sly call him up and go like, yo, bro.
Practice the look.
Just make sure you get this look down pat for your girl, all right?
All I can say is you've met him a couple of times.
Ooh, I got to warn him. All right, more calls. Layla, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Are your standards higher now after this wedding?
No, I was good. I was wanting to say that I still look at my husband, and we still look at each other the same way that Harry and Meghan look at each other after 20 years of marriage.
Look at you rubbing into everyone's faces, eh? Look at us after 20 years. We've still got that look, people.
Christopher, I have so much more to tell you, but we have to be off air.
Okay. Oh. All right, Layla.
Wow, this is so good. This is like the Chris Fade Show after hours.
Yeah.
What is the secret to having that look after 20 years of marriage?
You know, I have a huge respect for him. To me, you know, I met him, I was 21.
Yep.
I was, you know, I came from a very traditional family, very strict. So the first man I met, he was my husband, and he was really the fairy tale, and like it took my breath away. And he's my prince.
That's
Tommy,
so
now,
look at you.
That's so
that's
sweet.
Beautiful.
And you know, I respect him so much. And the key is communication. Yeah. Always talk to each other. Don't have any taboos about anything.
Yeah, good on you. Communication, respect. I like two words you used in that. I think every relationship needs it. Where are you from, Layla?
Well, I'm French Algerian.
I just wanted to play French music. I'm
That's
sorry.
That's all you wanted.
I heard the accent. I thought I didn't play it. You're amazing. Thank you for sharing that. And I.
No, you guys are amazing. Thank you for being so good and making us laugh. And you know what I like about you, Chris Fade?
What's that?
Is that you are a genuine man. Really.
Oh,
you have a good heart and you speak.
I'm not. I'm horrible. I'm not
no,
a nice one.
Nothing,
promise.
Chris.
I'm not.
You are. And
she's
you're really
right.
Funny. When a man can make a woman laugh, it's everything.
Woo!
You make a lot of women laugh.
That's Layla. Going blushing. Shuni's just walked into the studio. I'm making her laugh. Shuni, you're getting married. You settle down. Okay, thank you.
Relax. Yeah. 2018, who can be bothered to press buttons?
Alexa, play Virgin Radio.
Playing Virgin Radio Dubai.
Virgin Radio 104.4 on FM. Online through the Virgin Radio Dubai app.
We get to you.
And now through your